There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
The six biggest Commander storylines.
It is caught!
Delivered at 6 o'clock sharp. It's the Pick 6 at 6.
We set out to find a leader, someone who could take this franchise to the next level and build an elite team that consistently competes for championships.
All right, let's party on Joe Witt's side of the press conference today. The Commanders defensive coordinator talking about a defense that is not playing up to the level that he would like, but there are things that are getting better.
Number one
is that they're rushing as a unit. This is something that I talked about week one, which I point out just to say, sometimes when I say stuff, I actually get it right, which is cool. But I talked about how this wasn't a unit that is rushing cohesively. It was a unit that like didn't understand, hey, if this guy goes this way and this guy goes that way away from him, that's a big freaking problem because now we have a gigantic hole for a mobile quarterback to escape in, escape through, or a running back. Obviously to run through, and both those things were happening. So they didn't play as a unit in general and against the run. They didn't rush as a unit, creating lanes and escape routes. So even if you got pressure, there was somewhere to go, and that was a huge problem. Against Kyler Murray, they rushed together, and they were able to absolutely collapse the pocket on him and four sacks, total inefficacy from Kyler. Bang, 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 check, check, check. So how did they get that done, and what is Joe Witt seeing? Here is Joe on his front.
We rushed as a complete unit. And so, like I said, you know, we wanted to build high walls. We should have had two more where we didn't build a high wall. We came underneath and we flushed them, and he escaped. You know, they played more discipline. And if you just execute it the right way and play as a unit and not make any, so, well, I'm going to do this, I'm going to be at the long range and I'm going to do it myself, the sacks will come.
And that's the thing. You have to understand that if you do the thing that the guy next to you expects, then there's only going to be so many places the quarterback can go. And especially against a guy like Kyler last week, because if that pocket collapses, he can't see. If he can't run and escape, like, he's just going to turtle and go down. Watson can escape. He's a little bit bigger. He's not the biggest guy in the world from, like, you know, Jaden's 6'4" and can see over that stuff. You know, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, 6'5", 6'6" guys, they could see over that stuff. And so they could still, on a collapsing pocket, get the ball out. With a guy like Watson, he's not the biggest guy. That is a big spider. Matt, we have a... can you see that right there? Do I have a... Sorry, this is... I have to kill a spider. So PETA, if you're watching, just ignore this. But that's gone. I don't know if people can see that on camera, but all of a sudden, coming down out of here, there's the spider web. We're gonna get that out of there. Spider just coming on down in, interrupting the pick six. How dare? That's what you get. You interrupt the pick six, you die. I don't care how many legs you have. Yeah, get that from 1 to 4, Essig.
Yeah, that is the first time that I've seen somebody get mad at a spider on air. So congratulations.
Yeah, Matty interrupted. At least do that in a commercial break.
How rude-ass
spider. That's why you're dead. What would Russell have done if there was a spider that came and interrupted the show?
I mean, he probably would have shrieked and then forgotten about it and continued and then remembered in the break when he looked at it again. Linnell might have run out.
Yeah. I don't think either of them would have handled that particularly great. And there was a part of me that was like, do I try to just be an assassin, focus through this, and try to get a napkin? But my ADD is too strong, so I'm sorry that I had to stop down the analysis of the pick six and get kill a spider. But
things need to happen.
But hopefully it was entertaining for the folks listening. What was I saying about Joe Witt Jr. and the pass rush? I think I was saying, oh, I remember what I was saying. Matt, I got it under control. Don't you worry about a thing.
We're back on track?
We're back on track. Ready?
Fantastic.
3, 2, 1. Deshaun Watson, the difference for him and then Kyler Murray is like Watson will be able to see. He's a little bit stronger, so he probably is going to try to fight through some stuff. But that actually creates opportunity both for him, because if he gets through, like, yikes. But he is very loose with the football, and I think you can knock that sucker out. So let's go get a couple fumbles this weekend as a pass rush unit. That would be my message from Joe Witt and Daryl Tapp and everybody to the pass rushers. And with that,
number two.
Second thing I want to talk about from Joe Witt is the back end. Good news is they're playing better. The bad news is they definitely need a lot more from this unit. So how did they play against Arizona?
I thought they were sticky this game because, you know, it's rushing coverage. You know, we had the four sacks, but he had to hold the ball. And so that tied in together. I thought Juice did a good job of covering. Even when we were in some of our man looks and spinning out to cover two, the communication, they sold the looks and made the quarterback hold the ball in those standpoints. So Noah had that first third down PBU, which was tight coverage, and Bobby did a really nice job of help coverage when the low crosser came and Mikey couldn't get to him, and Bobby knocked him off, and that made the quarterback go to a second read, and Noah was sticky in the Lexo route that he got. So you know, they were stickier, and we just have to continue that. Our completion percentage against us is higher than I'm used to, and so we have to get that.
Got to get that down. Something they still need to work on. However, being sticky in coverage is going to lead to more incompletions. It's going to force harder throws. It's going to create opportunities. And I think also, you know, Emmanuel Forbes, for instance, getting back in the routine of things is a huge thing, because he's a guy that can make plays on the ball in theory. So how did Joe Witt think he played?
I thought he was in that same group with Mike and Noah and like I said, Forbes. They all played about the same. You know, they had about the same number of snaps, or he might have right now. And then on Sunday, we'll deploy them in that gives us the best chance to win.
So has there been anybody that stepped up to just own that position, Joe Witt Jr.?
Do you feel like you're seeing the corners or one of the corners step up in the way you were talking about last week?
Oh, you're talking about stepping up and just saying that I'm the guy?
Yeah.
No, not yet.
What do you need to see?
I just need to see, you know, I think we've played solid at points. I need a consistent flow throughout the game. Get up there and challenge and send the ball where we want to send it consistently. We've had opportunities at some interceptions that where we just knocked it down and we didn't go aggressively to go get it. And so they're a group of talented young men at the corner position, okay? But talent doesn't mean that we're playing at the level that we want to play at. And so when we do, I'll tell you, but we're not right now. And it's not because of a lack of ability or anything like that. They have the ability. I just have to do a better job of getting them to do it. And we will.
That's a good exchange. Good job by Sam Fortier there asking the questions. Good job by Joe answering it in a way that both gives us a little bit of more information on what they want, but also I think ultimately takes ownership himself. Last guy that he was asked about at the quarterback position, Mike Sainer still, and a little bit more of the same, but a little bit more specific.
I mean, Mikey is just like the rest of the corners. So I need more. I need more from the whole defense. They need more from me. We have to produce and play better. I'm not really big on singling, you know, the development of these guys out until we start playing the way that we, you know, want to play. You know, I could talk about Frankie Louvu and D.A., Dorrance, you know, Armstrong, because they're playing the way that it needs to be played. Bobby Wagner, you know, we have some other guys that we have a ways to go to get the play to consistent, winning strong defensive football, and that's my responsibility. So I got to help Mikey and all those guys out.
Super talents and specific skill sets between Forbes, Sainer still, etc. But they haven't figured out how to get the best out of them yet. But I do think it's getting better week over week. Now there's a thought that it could just be a lot easier this week.
Number three.
Because Deshaun Watson hasn't been very good, and the O-line for Cleveland is injured, but Joe Witt knows better than that, because this is the NFL, and life is hard in the NFL.
No, because I know whenever you, just like the ills that we've had defensively, you know, we work to correct them. They're doing the same thing. They're working to correct them. So I don't anticipate that they're going to come in here with, making any mistakes or, they're going to have guys in position that they feel that gives them the best chance to win. So this is the NFL. That's where stars are born. When somebody else gets hurt, you come in and you play well. You know, I've had multiple guys that have done that. So we better be focused on playing our best ball, trending. You know, we played good last week. Can we play better? And then can we keep building until we get to some excellent play, because we're not there yet. I mean, you give up 182 yards rushing. You can say you play good. You know, the best thing is we held them to 14 points. Really should have been 7. So I'm not looking at their line and saying, okay, we're about to go have 10 sacks. We better just go focus and understand what we have to do and execute at a high level. Then good things will come.
I do think that's kind of funny, because if I was Joe Witt Jr. in a meeting this week, I'd be like, let's go get 10 sacks. Not that I'm predicting it, but I would be like, I'm going to motivate y'all. We're going to go get 10 sacks. The opportunity exists, but you obviously don't want to be cocky in the media. And I think Joe probably does a really good job of being a different guy in a good way, not in front of the media, in front of the meeting room, getting guys fired up, ready to play, versus the much more measured but still demanding and still high expectation having version that we see in these Thursday press conferences. When we get back, Cliff Kingsbury's side of the house. Cliff also speaking today, so the back half of our pick six, including why Cliff, the first time he tried Jaden Daniels' virtual reality software, ran into a wall.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Maddie, if you still have the pick six open up, can you just forward it to the bed part of it? Pass. Look at you go. You professional, you. Look at this guy. In here for a couple of days and knows what he's doing. What a pro we've got. All right, let's get to it. Continuing on, we just talked, you heard from Cliff King, or sorry, from Joe Witt Jr. Now time to hear from Cliff Kingsbury.
Number 4.
And we heard plenty about the virtual reality stuff that Jaden Daniels did at LSU and in the pre-draft process. And, oh yeah, I'm still doing it. Well, what's Cliff think of all that stuff? Turns out, thinks quite a bit of it. Likes it quite a lot.
Yeah, I'm all in on it. I mean, it's an unbelievable technology. I compare it to like a quarterback flight simulator. I mean, they don't go get trained in real planes. They do their flight simulators every year or however often they have to do it. And he has that thing on all the time. He can see our reads, our routes. He hears my voice in it. So it's as real as you can be, getting like game reps. And your mind doesn't know the difference. You know, your mind thinks you're doing it. So it's been really impressive. I mean, I'm a huge component of it after being around him and watching how he utilizes it and just seeing how the game slowed down because of it.
So there you go. It's really helpful, because if you can feel it, live it as a quarterback, that's what you want. You don't have to take the risk of any hits. You don't have to take, and it's not like during practice, so you don't need 10 other guys. Nevertheless, a defense, you get all those benefits except for, the reactivity of whatever's not programmed in there. It's just, whatever's in there over and over again, as opposed to live humans making decisions. But it's definitely realistic, as Cliff found out the literal hard way.
Definitely. There's the running backs, with the blitz pickup. There's linebackers, I think, seeing backfield sets and route combinations. So I think it'll continue to progress. It's a very unique technology, and it's definitely, for the quarterbacks, I think, more effective than them just watching the film. I mean, they're going through their reads, they're going through their progressions, they're seeing it. Like, the first time I put it on, I, like, backed into the wall because it felt like the rush was coming. So it's got some real-life stuff to it.
Now, the Commander social team is very, very good. I would just like to know where they were on that. I now want video of Cliff. Frankly, I would take video of Cliff or Jaden doing it. I would also take video of, I don't know, can I think of someone who works for the team that I would like? Logan Paulson putting it on and dropping back and pretending to be a quarterback. That would be cool. I would like that. That would be fun. Just free ideas from your friendly neighborhood radio host. Me over here wanting to see fun stuff. All right, let's keep it rolling. More from Cliff.
Number five.
Cliff talking about Brian Robinson, who, by the way, Brian Robinson was on the B. Mitch and Finley show earlier today. I do believe we have a bite about an interaction that Cliff talked about in his press conference on said radio show that we can play for you here in a second. But to start, Matt, do we have the bite? Okay. Cliff Kingsbury on Brian Robinson.
Before you got here, and what have you learned from him in these 4 weeks?
Yeah, it's funny how the universe works, because he came to Arizona. I actually went to dinner with him, and we really hit it off. He's got that infectious personality, loves football, always smiling, always laughing. And I know he probably wanted us, I thought we were going to go get him, and I think he was kind of mad at me for a bit, but we've worked that out. But he is one of the most physical runners I've seen. I think the stuff he can do in the pass game is underrated, and we got to continue to find ways to get him touches.
And they've done a great job of that so far this year. They've found ways to get him the football left, right, down the middle, in the pass game, as a runner, direct snaps in each of the last two games. So I like the B-Rob plan. I think it's going to be interesting to mix it back in with Austin Ekeler, obviously, which did a great job balancing the first 2.5 weeks till Ekeler got hurt in that Cincinnati game just after halftime. But also, like, Jeremy McNichols played his face off. I would still find ways to get that dude carries. Not too many, like 2-3 game is fine, but I want him on the field because I think what he brings is a blocker with Ekeler, with B-Rob, for Jaden in the pass game. Like, he's super valuable, and you can take some of the load and some of the heavy lifting off of Ekeler in some of those third down situations if you're really passing it. Like, I think that's probably a good use of your time there. Of course, I love that anecdote from Cliff about, hey, I had dinner with B-Rob. He was mad at me for a while because he probably thought we were taking him. Well, B-Rob was on the B. Mitch and Finley show earlier today and was asked about that pre-draft interaction with the now Commanders OC.
Kingsbury just spoke to the media out here in the annex and was kind of saying that you're underrated as a pass catcher. But B-Rob, I wanted to ask you something else Kingsbury told us about. He said that in the pre-draft process a couple years back when Cliff was still in Arizona, that you and he went out to dinner and really hit it off. And Cliff thinks you might have been kind of pissed off that they didn't draft you, but now he thinks everything's cool.
Yeah. like you said, we had a good, you know, a good sit down, good, you know, good time, you know, when they invited me out to Arizona pre-draft, and you know, it was one of those ones I was like, no, if he.
Oh no, I hit a wrong button. Just flat out cut a bite off in the middle. Professional job out of me. Excellent, excellent work. Hold on, that was. This we got too many things. Can't
obviously, this all,
you know, just to make sure, you know, he's just not being careless and, you know, turn the ball over and just make sure he's being as conservative as he can to just protect the ball and, you know, make sure we keep drives going and stay on the field as long as we can. And I just feel like he has great awareness of, you know, that, you know, just being a quarterback and knowing that the ball starts with him first and just dishing it out, you know, clean and just looking so confident and just growing along the way. You know, I expect that to just continue to grow, and he's going to be a great player in this league.
So there's B-Rob talking about Cliff and then ultimately Jaden and how he has put it together this year and how those two have worked together. Sorry for the snafu on the sound. Last but not least, the thing that brings the entire offense together.
Number six.
The offensive line. It has been way better than so many people thought. How has Cliff organized that, and who else deserves the credit?
I would say just the way they play together, you know. I think, you know, they weren't the most hyped up to start the season, I should say, but they've really taken pride in like their approach as a unit and their physical nature and finishing plays and toughness and their communication is awesome. Like, we'll have plays we don't get to maybe run full speed but only walk through, and that group takes pride in being able to go out there and execute at a high level still, and that's as good as I've been around in that regard as far as picking things up and sorting out problems on the field and in game.
So there you go. I love that the end there is what I really wanted to highlight. The idea that this offensive line is doing a great job of communicating things in game. You can see it. Like, you can see when you watch them on film, them talking things through, and it has improved week over week over week. Some of the stunts and twists and games up front that got them in previous weeks, they were fine against Arizona. Arizona had a lot of problems, obviously, defensively, but that could have helped them getting that pass rush, and they've been really good with that in other games this year. Not against Washington. Did a fantastic job. And also, like, you see the power of not having to face a ton of blitzes, because Washington has really kind of rendered that useless, because their quarterback abuses blitzes with his legs. He's just like, oh, all you guys are coming this way? Well, I'm going to go that way. Now you got to chase me over here. And that's gotten him out of some bad spots. And Lamar's been doing that for years. It's not new with rushing quarterbacks, but it's going to be interesting to watch, especially this weekend against Cleveland, who is a very blitz-happy team.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.